place for thee, O God of Zion, and unto thee the vow be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn when you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, who we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all goodness and reverence, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Holy God in heaven, on this holy day of worship, we also honor fathers. As we honor them, we pray that they will be men of courage, that they would stand firm in the hour of crisis, that their hearts would not fail them in the face of fear and the expectation of the things which are coming on the earth. We pray for every father that they would realize their personal sinfulness and the daily need of the cleansing power of the Savior. We pray that they would recognize their own inadequacy and seek almighty wisdom. We pray that their yea would be yea and their nay would be nay, and they would not be swayed by the popular culture to violate God's spiritual principles. We pray that they would be reminded daily that they are accountable to God and that their attitudes, actions, and motives will have a lasting effect on their marriages, their families, and ultimately the direction of the nation. Gracious God, we not only pray for fathers, but for all men, and our local and national leaders, that they would seek you, listen to your leading, and submit to your counsel. We continue to pray for the needs of your church. We pray for safe passage for Karen. We pray for the McGoverns and their issues they have with Bill's mother. We pray for Wally Bright as he faces very serious heart surgery, perhaps as early as tomorrow. We thank that you have protected Oakwood and pray that this church on the way would be counted to show the way to any and all that are seeking. Remind us that we should be strong and of good courage, and neither be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord our God is with us. Strengthen us for the days ahead as we stand and recite the prayer you have taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Thank you.
us be glad partakers of his greatest blessings. And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Bible, wine is the drink of kings, and as we saw that Job sat as a king amongst his peers because he was that servant. This wine given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ is our commissioning, our anointing, our authorization to function as kings in this culture. And to be a king in this culture is to be a father to the fatherless. Let us take up that responsibility as we joyfully partake. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and you have refreshed us here at this your table. Strengthen us in the faith toward you and fervent love one toward another through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.